calm has returned to Kurfu, a suburb of Kumasi, after some youth in that community engaged in street violence in reaction to an alleged brutality on a young man last night. A 22-year-old man whose name was given by an eyewitness as Osei Teria was allegedly beaten up without any tangible reason at about 10 p.m. yesterday by a police night patrol team. A food vendor nearby who witnessed the incident said the man was hit several times with guns and shockers while still in handcuffs. She said her plea to the policeman was ignored, adding that they threw the victim into their police patrol vehicle and sped off. The woman said she has made a formal complaint at the Tafunshi Aiso police station, saying that she can identify three of the police officers involved. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Ashanti Regional Police PRO, ASP Yusif Mohammed Tanko confirmed that initial investigations suggest the young man had bruises on his body, but the perpetrators are yet to be identified. This, according to him, is due to conflicting reports about who actually assaulted him and the reasons for the attack.
The regional command has instituted investigations to the matter. This morning, the regional commander, DCOP, Mr. Kofi Boachi, and the mayor, accompanied by some other officers, went to the bereaved family to sympathize with them and also assure them that thorough investigation will be instituted into the matter, and whoever is found culpable will be punished accordingly.
Now, if you can give us a brief of what residents told you and what your men are telling you.
According to our men, yesterday they went to a section of Krofum where this gentleman was identified to them as a thief. They ran and caught up with him, and they found him to be very weak. They took him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. This morning, we heard on radio and also from other places that it was policemen who assaulted him to death. And we are saying that when it happens this way, we need to do thorough investigations into the matter. And we are urging the people who are talking on radio and also talking elsewhere to endeavor to come to the police station to assist with investigations. We need their evidence, their testimony as to what they saw, so that it will help our investigations. The body is at the morgue where postmortem will take place. But surely the doctor can tell us that maybe he died of assault or something else, but the doctor cannot, or the pathologist cannot tell us whether it was policemen who committed the assault or another person who did it. But it is this eyewitness's account that will be able to help us in that direction. Now, we want to find out exactly what happened, because what our men are telling us is different from what we've heard on radio and other places. So we want them to come and give us statements so that it will be documented. We can use that as part of the investigation process. Also, investigators will be sent to where the incident happened to interview people, but mostly people are not ready to come out what they saw or what really happened. But